Introspective, inward-looking, self-examining, characterized by or given to introspection.
Welcome to the Introspective Podcast, your compass for internalizing the path towards optimal lifestyle design, business success, and mindful entrepreneurship with your host, Jake Anderson.
What is happening, my introspective listeners? We are back for another episode this week on the podcast, and we're going to talk about something a little bit different angle here we're going to take today. I'm going to be speaking mainly to my men, and the men that are listening, I want you to pull the chair up a little closer. We're going to really dive into some really amazing content today and talking about what it really means to be a successful male, and more specifically, talking about today's society, men, the modern man in today's society, and what that is. Really, we're going to unpack that. And I've got special guest Joseph DiRoma, who is the managing partner of the Successful Male North America. And he is going to come on the podcast. He is somebody who specializes in personal development and leadership. He discovered his passion for people development while leading teams and operations in the hospitality industry. Being a product of personal transformation himself, he wanted to provide support for others to discover their full potential and gifts. And at the Successful Male, Joseph is leading the way toward developing a global community of men into better versions of themselves, more purposeful, more confident, more motivated, high character leaders who impact their families, community, and nations. And that sums up really what we're going to be diving into, building that successful male. So without further ado, I welcome to the show, Joseph. Joseph, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man. What's up, Jake?
Oh, you know, it's just been one of those days kicking off the week. Had the webinar yesterday and just, you know, running on adrenaline, you know, going into Tuesday. And especially, you know, coming in today, I always look forward to my podcast interviews. And you and I had gotten connected, I believe it was through Clubhouse. And then we connected on Facebook. Then you had me on your show and now you're on my show. And it's just the amazing ability of the internet to connect and build these relationships. And I'm excited about today's topic, especially talking to you about this. This is something I can tell that you embody, and just diving into it. But tell me a little bit more about the successful male. I want to start there, just kind of give a little bit of foundation here as far as what is the successful male, and let's kind of explore this mission a little bit further for the listeners.
Sure. It's a community of men, right? First, so community first. We have the business and then kind of a concept, right? So the community part is, you know, before the pandemic hit, the idea is that we, you know, have some meetups and live events and retreats for ambitious, successful men that are looking to grow in all areas of their life, come together and hold that space. More so than just, hey, I'm hanging out with the guys after softball, drinking beers, or I'm going to the USC fight, you know, an added kind of network of men where we can come together and talk like this and harness the power of collaboration and things of that nature. Talk about goals, talk about what's really going on, and have some real conversations with one another. You know, I'd say that the business aspect of it, right, with the transformation part, is very important because we take a multidimensional approach. So it's not just, you know, one where you're working on one dimension of your life, right? If I just have the chiseled abs and my fitness is in line, then I'm successful. Or, you know, I'm so career focused and so business focused, you know, that I neglect my family and my health, or, you know, but I got a lot of zeros in the bank account and I have a corner office or whatever, right? Or, you know, I'm so spiritual that all I do is just go, you know, sit in the mountains and, you know, I don't ever go out and live in society and make an impact or show up.
Right.
And you know, and then also the last thing is relationships. you know, which we were talking about before. You know, we both have kids, and showing up and being a father and learning and growing how to do that, because, you know, a lot of us didn't have, you know, the best upbringing, or maybe you did and you need to pass it on, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And then also to relationships with, you know, your wife, significant other, whoever it is, you know, one of those, the areas that men struggle in the most, you know, and enhancing communication for men in that area. And we do that through, right, unchanging principles, time-tested principles that, when applied, produce radical outcomes, right? Transformation of thought and attitude to become the best version of yourself. And then, you know, the idea is when you work on the man, you work on yourself, and you're filled up, you're able to make a larger impact, like you said in the intro, in all those areas, your family, your workplace, your communities, and ultimately your nation.
Mm, yeah. And it's so many dimensions to this. And I wanted to lead with that as kind of the next step in this conversation, because you make a really good point. You know, it's like, you can't just focus on the business and the zeros in the bank account, and then everything else just kind of goes into the toilet bowl, right? You have to have some balance between all these different areas. And I know, you know, myself, you know, or being an entrepreneur, people who are listening, the men who are listening that are entrepreneurs, they're probably thinking to themselves like, gosh, this business is so demanding, and it keeps taking my attention. And I'm actually talking about myself when I say this, because I've definitely been there, and I still am there to a degree. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it here. I'm definitely got my flaws. And, but it's so overwhelming to keep up with all these different dimensions and to keep balance and harmony between them all, you know, simultaneously. What would you say to that man right now who feels very off balance, and they feel like they're really tilting too strong in one area, and they need to kind of get more, they need to counter that and get more balance into these other areas?
Absolutely. You need to get clear on your values.
Mm, yeah.
Right. So for me, it's, hey, my top five are love, faith, integrity, money, legacy. Right. Mm-hmm. Love, faith, integrity, money, legacy. I know it through and through.
Yeah.
I sat down with myself, mapped out what it is or that I believe is my highest value for me. Mm-hmm. Right. And then with that comes aligning my behavior with those values and using it as a barometer through contemplation on a daily basis to say, okay, where did I show up in this? Did I show up in my highest value? Right. And what starts to happen with that is you begin creating the life or reality that you really want. Right. Because again, we say finding the optimum balance for you. Maybe Jake wants to spend 60% of his time at work, and there's nothing wrong with that. Right. Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't be 100%, but maybe, hey, right now it needs to be 60%. I'm building something I'm passionate about that's going to ultimately, right, leave a legacy. Yeah. Right. So if I value legacy, right, like then, okay. Now, the other thing is too, is that with integrity and living to your highest integrity, you know, that's where you'll gain the most fulfillment. Is if you sit down and you map out those values of what's most important to you, and you begin prioritizing your schedule and your behavior around that, you're then leading with integrity, and self-worth always follows. So like, you raise your integrity to match your values, your self-worth follows, and then confidence is right behind it. And what happens is it eliminates a lot of internal confusion about who and what you should be doing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the biggest thing, is we get so wrapped up in like, well, what's the right thing to do? You know, my parents said this, and, you know, my teacher said that, and my wife thinks this, and, you know, and we're looking all around at all of these external things, and we never just sat with ourselves, quiet with us, and said, okay, hey, what are my highest values? And then align your behavior accordingly.
Integrity is such an important aspect to that, man. It's, after I had sold my last business, and or even before selling it, I remember thinking about
the lighting business,
yeah, yeah. I remember. And I remember going through that process and thinking to myself, I didn't have integrity with myself with that choice, right? And it led me to a very dark place. And that word integrity really surfaced for me through that time, because I knew that this next chapter that I'm flipping, and anybody listening right now, if you're on that brink of flipping that next chapter, leveling up into this new version of yourself, and you're faced with some pretty tough decisions, you're trying to figure out a path that you want to take in your business, maybe it's a relationship, whatever it may be, from what I'm understanding, the way you're describing, and even as it reconciles with my own experience, it all comes back to that core nucleus of integrity. And when you have integrity with yourself, you make decisions that are best for you. And that was, and but you know, it's it also can, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, because one thing that happened to me when I was going through this process is I got really tangled up in my mind. And what I mean by that was I had left a, like, it was almost like PTSD, you know, that I had from that business. Cause when I didn't have integrity with myself and I made that choice, it put me in a dark place. And I don't want to go back to that dark place. So when I'm thinking about flipping that next chapter, I'm like, I got to make sure I don't go back to that dark place. And it starts with having integrity with myself. And I get tangled up with my mind. Is that something that you've ever experienced yourself, or you've seen with other men when they are trying to make choices, like, and they get, so it's like finding that clarity, right? That's really what I'm talking about. It's just the clarity of the decision. And that clarity comes down to the integrity. Like, so tell me a little bit more about, you know, when it comes to making a decision in your life and having that integrity with yourself, if you get caught into that tanglement in your mind and you can't find clarity, how can a man find that clarity? Like, do you have any thoughts on that? Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that I was going to talk about once we got deeper into the other conversation, but let's go ahead and bring it up now. One of the hardest things that men have to do, have, you know, that we have trouble doing, is reaching out and saying, hey, I don't have it all figured out. Right. So here's what I'll make a case for. If I'm sure you got a top five circle you run with, right? And like mentors and all that shit. So yeah. The reality is like, you know, when I'm in a space like that, I'm the one that's in the emotions. I'm the one that's in that space that's caught up in it. So there's a lot of things that I may be blind to, and we all have blindness, whether you want to admit it or not. It's just a fact. Mm-hmm. You can't know everything. Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of people in my circle that when things like that happen with me, you know, and it happens, right? Because I'm human. I reach out and I get direction. And I reach out and I listen. I don't reach out and throw them a softball question with wanting to hear the answer of what I should do, right? I call them and I listen to what they have to say, right? Because I trust them and I'm reaching out to them. Now, there's a couple of other things you can do, but to finish this first thought, it's also an important part of building healthy relationships with people, right? Because how do you feel when someone calls you and asks for advice?
Oh, it feels great. I feel valued.
Freaking awesome,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you're not judging them. You don't think less of them. You're not like, oh, he's so soft, bro. What do you do? You know, you're just like, man, I want to help this guy.
Yeah.
I want to give him some love and get him through this. And I feel so honored that you called me. And yet when we're in the same position, we don't afford our friends that same luxury. Like, we always have to be the savior. So I'm making a call to men to say, hey, part of being in a healthy relationship with another guy is reaching out and letting them have some of that too, you know, letting them give back to us. It's a give and take. It's not a one-way street. Relationships don't work like that. So, you know, that's one part, kind of just advanced thinking on relationships. And then the second thing that I do is I'll take a coin. I'll just take a quarter and I'll say, okay, one decision's on this side, the other decision's on the other side, and I'll flip the coin. And then when I look at whatever it is, I just I look at it. And right when I look at the coin, I'll have my answer, because either I'll be really happy or I'll be let down. And then, right, if I'm really happy, I'm like, okay, well, like in my intuition is going off. My subconscious is saying, hey, like, this is the direction you should go. Or like, it's saying, holy shit, don't do that. Don't do this one. Do the other one. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
And quite often, we get wrapped up in our own mind in the hamster wheel rather than just trust in our gut, man.
Man, that's powerful. First off, let me back, because the coin flipping trip, I never heard of that before, but you are so right. Anytime you ever flip a coin, and I've done that before on a decision, but I never thought about it to the level of how you respond to it when you see what the decision is. Like, all right, heads, I'm doing A, tails, I'm doing B. And deep down, it's like, I really want that tails to show up. And when it shows up, you feel excited about it, whereas the other, you don't. Really, that's an awesome trick or tip as far as like being able to kind of figure out at that crossroads which way you want to take. But I want to back up to what you said about the gift that you give somebody by reaching out to them for guidance or help. And I think oftentimes when and especially men, and this is something I want to definitely segue into here in a second, as far as the resistance to be vulnerable, almost. It's like I don't want to show weakness, you know, I'm trying to be strong, and there's that resistance that's there. And I think there's a perspective too, that if I reach out to somebody, I'm impeding on their day, or I'm impeding on their time. They're a busy person, and you know, they don't have time for me or whatever. There's some excuse, right, as to why you don't reach out. But I think you made a really powerful point there. It's like, think of a time when somebody's reached out to you and has asked you for help. It's an honor. It's like you thought of me to come to me for help. Like, that feels so amazing. And I will drop what I'm doing, you know, as long as it's not like something critical with family or whatever, you know, but I will prioritize that call to be like the next thing on my list, if not the thing on my list at that moment in time, to serve that person and help them in that time of need. Cause it is like you gave me a gift, and it's an honor, and I want to return and give a gift back to you by helping you in this moment. And there's that reciprocity there that you have in that type of a relationship. And I think that was really powerful for you to bring up, something that I've never heard of it. I've never heard it explained like that before. So I just wanted to highlight that, because I thought that was really powerful. Now, going into the vulnerability of men and how men can, I think, be a bit resistant sometimes. And I've been a part of a couple men's groups, you know, I think that when it comes to, and this is not something this is something I've been exposed to, not something that I personally have facilitated. I've only seen it from the experience. But when you have a men's group or a community of men, it's, and George Bryan is one of my mentors. He talks about like building these containers, right? In this container for them to feel safe, to feel like that they can shed a tear and that they can really open up and show some serious weakness that's going on and be vulnerable and that it's accepting. What are your, like, with, you know, with the successful male, right? And these, this community that you're part of and that you're building, what are some of the things that you do in that community to help men have kind of that container of, I guess, permission, safety, whatever the word you want to put in there, that it's okay to be vulnerable here. We can have some conversations that may, you know, present some weaknesses internally, but that's how we're going to get stronger, by going through that. So I just want to hear, you know, from you, when it comes to this community, what are some of the things that you're doing to encourage that vulnerability to come out and like removing the resistance?
Sure. Would you say you're a human?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So somewhere along the way, you forgot you're a human. Like, right. Like, yeah. We all have the same emotions. Most men, you know, we like to feel powerful, you know. We have a warrior mentality, forward energy, very resolute, right? Or you have the opposite side where they're very submissive and they're tagged the Mr. Nice Guy and, you know, they're having to battle whatever, you know, codependent issues they have, and they seem desperate and can't attract women. And it's like, we need to find a balance where we get you to a place where you understand the power of your mind. You understand, you know, you have emotional intelligence, and we take you through the things that you need to in order for you to take the most important journey every man needs to take, and that's from his head to his heart, in order to create that coherency between the mind and heart intelligence so that you can choose how you show up. So to specifically ask you, you know, answer your question is, when you have a bunch of men that are highly ambitious, emotionally intelligent, and they're all hanging out together, there's some real ass conversations going around, and we're not talking about, you know, Sunday's football game. We're talking about, you know, trying to understand God a little bit better, or expanding our spiritual views and sharing about that. Or I've been in conversations where there's been 10 or 12 of us talking about what we believe in terms of our own mortality, right? How we feel like we're going to handle death, or, you know, what it would look like for us to make the biggest impact on our family and our children, and what that would look like, and how we can show up better, and then challenge each other in a healthy way to uphold those things. And I think those are just some of the better conversations. Those are real conversations need to be start, you know, we need to start having more of those. I'm not saying that we don't, you know, go to the football game, or that we don't go out for some brewskis with the boys. But what I am saying is that, you know, real life is happening right here and right now. And, you know, is the program running you, or are you running the program? Right. And so much of, you know, what we've seen is men are, you know, just like their father, and their father was just like their father, and so on and so forth. It's like, when are you going to start being like you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. We're human. We all have, you know, we're all wired, you know, we're wired a little bit differently, but we're all human, and we all have emotion, and those real conversations. I mean, there can be some serious breakthroughs that come from those conversations. When you go really deep with somebody, and you kind of get below the surface of work and what's going on, you know, whatever with the game or what have you, moving into this, I know we talked about really getting into this discussion before we hit record, and it's about this current state of the modern man and in today's society. And it's interesting, you know, when you see the evolution of times and what men, not just men and women, but, you know, what people had to go through, you know, through my parents' generation, you know, up to my grandparents and then today, what do you see? Like, what is the current state through your eyes? What do you see right now in today's society? What's the current state of the modern man?
I think it goes back to a lot of what we were talking about, man. And that is, a lot of men are soft, man. They're just soft. And when I say soft, this is what I mean. You know, we talked about integrity, right? Integrity is defined as firm adherence to a moral code or values. Character is defined as, you know, moral excellence or firmness. So if you're soft, it's because you lack integrity and character, and you float around life chasing women and money and cars and clothes, you know, just like a feather in Forrest Gump. You know what I mean? You're just floating around with no convictions, and you stand for nothing. And it's like, hey man, why don't you gain some emotional intelligence? You know, because the reality is that men are suffering right now. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but this is the facts. The second leading demographic of suicide in our country is 35 to 44 year old men. And here's what happens. You go to school, you get indoctrinated into a set, into a system where, you know, you get an addiction to answers. So you feel like you always have to know everything. And if you don't know it, then, you know, you're frowned upon and you're looked at differently. Well, then you get, you know, like, got to go to college. You have to do this. And you're doing everything that everyone else in your life is telling you to do. Okay. You do the right thing. You go to college. Well, then maybe, you know, you get the degree, you get a good job, you know, you get the girl, have, you know, get married, you spend $30,000 on a wedding, you know, and then you get a house, you have some kids, you got your nice cars, whatever. Maybe even your life, you're so situated financially, you even get some toys and add some more diversion and all that stuff. And you go to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and a job that is not anything aligned with your passions. You feel just totally sucked dry, so you can't show up for yourself, your family, and you're getting drunk on the weekends. Next thing you know, you look around, you're 38, 39, 40 years old, and you did everything that society said, if I do all these things, I will be fulfilled, and I will have what is called the American dream. And you realize that you feel full of resentment, betrayal, and, you know, maybe even to do all that, you mounted up a full financial debt, right? Student loans, credit card debts, keeping up with the Joneses, all this stuff. And you see no other way out other than to take your own life. You know, 90% of the jail population is male. The domestic violence increased 5 times as a result of the pandemic because men, you know, they just don't know how to behave in the home. You know, we're seeing large increases in alcoholism, drug addiction, because they're seeking all these things that they see as solutions that are going to, you know, these external things that somehow are going to fix an internal problem. Okay. Wow. And so again, I'll say it, the modern man right now is soft. So then you also have, in addition to all that, a bunch of young men who are looking up to a lot of people that do not have high integrity. Maybe they're good at a craft and they have millions of dollars,
yeah,
but their behavior is piss poor. They're beating on women. They're just an absolute shit show. And this is who our youth is looking up to, you know, and again, I guess rightfully so, right? Because that's what's being thrown in their face by media.
Yeah.
So that's what those are the things I'm trying to change. You know, the other thing I'll say is you got people like, you know, Epstein and Harvey Weinstein and all these men that hold high, high levels of power, and they're disrupting the reality of hundreds of women, hundreds and hundreds of women, just destroying their life because they are corrupted in their soul, right? Because, a man's character is revealed. This is Dr. Miles Monroe. I'll quote here. A man's character is revealed when he is placed in possession of money, power, or sex. And again, those guys had all three, and it truly showcased what was already there. Because those three things only increase, they only intensify what's already inside.
Yeah.
Those things inherently are just energy. It didn't corrupt them already. It just magnified
them. Yeah. Yeah. I saw a quote. It was like, if you're a jerk, getting more money just makes you a bigger jerk.
Right. You know? Right. Like,
and it, you're right. I mean, it was money, power, and sex. Those are the three, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah. Money, power, and sex.
Money, power, and sex. And you're talking, and it's a double-edged sword the way I'm hearing it, because you got the younger generation who are looking up to these men, while at the same time, that's one edge of the sword. And the other edge of the sword is they're put on this path of the status quo to follow that journey that the other man was led to, that they're looking up to, who's in that position. So I think that I will say this, and talking about today's society, and at least this is the glimmer of hope that I see, because we have the ability to communicate and people can get a message out, just like this podcast, which you just said, and this message that you have, people can hear that and they say, wait a second, you know, I've noticed this too. I've noticed that people are, wait, you know, is college, either is this whole path that is told to me, is that really the best way? Because now I have access to people and connections and relationships and information that weren't available back. I mean, I was 84, I was born in 84. So I grew up through that time where there was that transition to technology. I remember seeing a guy in school, in high school, who had a cell phone, thought he was rich because he had a cell phone. So, you know, I remember seeing that transition in time. But, you know, the access to information just wasn't there. I mean, you didn't really have the internet. You didn't have podcasts. You didn't have that stuff until, you know, till later. So I wonder if that's going to kind of wake people up a little bit more, especially our younger generation as they come up, or even, you know, you got guys like us who have kind of been through it. And we were like, wait a second, we've grown wiser now. We know better. And we can teach our kids that, listen, there's a better path here. There's different options that you need to be thinking about. And as you move through life, you know, I can be your guide of wisdom here to kind of show you exactly where to go and the path to take, and to avoid these things that could really lead you down to turmoil. I mean, what do you think about that? Do you think that today's technology and like what we have, like, what's your thought on that whole process there?
I think we're drowning in information. Yeah. I read this statistic that showed someone in the 1600s England, they ingested less information in their entire lifetime than we currently have in one Sunday edition of the New York Times.
Wow.
But you said one very key word in there, which we're trying to pass down to our children. I know you and I are both very passionate about fatherhood, and that's wisdom. You know, Western culture, we hold knowledge in high regard, and wisdom not so much. It's very much showcased in the treatment of elderly. You know, it's like we just throw them to the side and all that experience is just thrown away. Both of my two of my mentors, I have many, are both in their 70s on purpose, you know, because they're so situated and living such a life of significance in terms of relationships, spirituality, finances, relationships, that they just give away their time and money full time, you know, which that's something to aspire to, right? I'm so situated that my whole entire life is purely service. But again, you know, it's one of those things where people too often confuse learning with gathering information. Listening to this podcast is not action. Like listening to Jake and I drop bombs on you guys is nothing. That's not taking action.
Yeah.
If you were to take one of the things that we do and we talk about in this podcast from real experience, and you go implement it into your life and you get results from it, then you can fully ingrain the learning into your being. And then you take it a step further and then you go show someone else how to do that and you teach them how to do it. Then you're really integrating the learning, right? Because the last portion of learning is teaching.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. We don't hold mastery in high regard. It's get me what I need now quick. I need instant gratification, 7-minute abs. You know, we're both in the online digital marketing community. So it's like now.
That's how it is.
Yeah. You know, it's so easy. It's so simple. And it's like, no, it's not. It takes some time and you better be prepared to start studying and learning it for 3 to 5 years because you ain't special.
Yeah, when it comes to business, I will say that in the online space is horrible with this because people will pivot to every little shiny object opportunity that gets thrown in their face. And it does. It comes down to instant gratification. It's like, all right, here's a shiny object. I'm going to take it. I'm going to half-ass it probably because they're not fully committed to it like they should be. And then they don't get the results, obviously. So, and then they move on to the next one. They don't actually give anything the attention to develop the mastery that will lead to the success that is there. And you make a really good point. And I think adding some context around that, the age that we live in now, it's like the access to raise awareness of what is, that's the thing that I feel like I've been able to personally benefit from, is like my awareness is raised as far as like what is out there and what the options are, what you could do. But on the flip side of that, you've got information overload. And then this is what people do. They get on their phone, and then they're flipping through the scroll, and then they're consuming. And then they might find this podcast, they'll listen to it, they'll be like, cool, that was really inspiring. Back to the scroll. And then they don't ever do anything. And then next thing you know, the day's over with. All you've done is scroll through your phone, listen to some information, watch a show on Netflix, eat a bag of popcorn, and then it's nighttime. And then you're up, you know, drinking beer or playing video or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm just painting some picture here, but
that's reality though. That's really happening. Millions of people are doing that.
Yeah. And I think one thing about technology is it's a beautiful tool. It's freaking amazing that you and I can sit here and have a conversation, and we're not even, you're in Florida, right? You're Tampa. Yep. I remember you're in Tampa. I'm in Virginia, and we're just chatting like it's no big deal. I feel like you're in the same room with me, and that's amazing. But at the other side of it, it's something that if you don't have the boundaries in place, then you're going to get sucked in, and it ends up becoming more damaging. So, that's just, I think that's something important to highlight there. Anybody listen to this episode, if you really want to get something out of this podcast, go do the coin flip, do something, take action on something, something that Joseph has put out here or that you've taken from this content, put action to it, right? I mean, it's just something that I think is really missing. And, talking about today's society and the modern man and where we're at today, that's the softness that we see. Right. So, well, listen, man, I want to get into talking, or we're getting kind of near the end here of the episode. And I want to ask you, as far as if there's anything going on today in the successful male that you would want to bring up for the listeners, for them to be aware of, how they can get in contact with you, and where they can get connected. I want to give the opportunity for people to know, what the steps are, the current state of everything going on in your world.
Sure, man. Thank you. Yeah. Like you said, you're on the podcast. We have the Successful Male Podcast. So make sure you guys check that out, subscribe to that. It's awesome because we just have a slew of all different types of people. Like earlier today, I interviewed a woman that's a matchmaker, for dating advice and relationships and all that stuff. That's a hard, I can't imagine being single in a pandemic right now. So, hit us up on the successfulmail.com. That's our website. And, like Jake said before, super, super open to connections on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Clubhouse, all Joseph DeRoma. Like that, if you want to be involved, I'm starting to meet up with a lot of people just like yourself around the country and saying, hey, we're going to do an event here, we're going to do an event there, and create a space too for guys to come and talk and speak and meet. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you guys doing live events?
Yeah, we will be. Yep. Once things start opening back up, and no matter how you feel about the current state of things, once everyone starts feeling better about things and is willing to travel and do those things, then we're going to be doing that. So
for sure.
One of the things that I'd say about men is that we really like doing in-person stuff, whether it's retreats or seminars or live events or meetups, we're really into the in-person stuff.
It's so different. I went to a conference before the whole pandemic thing happened, and I remember there was a lot of people I met online, and I show up and I was like, you don't even seem like that. Like when you're in 3D and it's real, it's not even seem like the same person. I mean, it is, you know, degree, but it's such a different energy when you're live and you're actually in person. You know, Zoom calls are nice and they, you know, it gives you some good interaction, but nothing, you can never replace the real life interaction. So, well, awesome, man. That's great. I'll definitely make sure to link that up in the show notes. And for anybody who wants to get the full scoop, you know, get all the content, the show notes and how to connect with Joseph, just go to www.introspectivepodcast.com/Joseph DeRoma. That is JOSEPHDIROMA. And that will take you to his page that we have set up for him that will have whatever journey you want to take, you know, take with Joseph. Just go there and you'll be able to find everything for him. So, brother, man, it's been awesome having you on the show. I'm glad we were able to make this happen. And always a pleasure connecting with you. So thank you for bringing the message to my listeners here and sharing it with me and just jamming out for this time and talking about success as a man and bringing that to the table here. It's certainly applicable. And I think, you know, as you kind of go into that moment of introspection as a man and thinking about your values and the decisions that you're making and really that path that you're taking and bringing some awareness to that, I think this was a really powerful episode that really brought that to the table here. So thank you so much for doing that and bringing your message here.
Hell yeah, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.